Hey, this is Bible Time, and this is Reverend John Marinelli. Our topic today is pleasing in His sight. We all want to be pleasing in the sight of God, don't we? I think so. At least if you're a Christian, you want to please the Lord. Well, 1 John 3:22 says, "And whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things which are pleasing in His sight." So if we're going to please God, we need to do those things that are pleasing in His sight. And only you can know that. You can go to the Scriptures and see all the things that God wants us to do. I mean, the Ten Commandments would be a good start. And I know that's law, and some people will say, oh my gosh, but thou shalt not kill is still thou shalt not kill. Whether it's Old Testament or New Testament, you don't kill. That's not pleasing in God's sight. When He talks about adultery and idol worship and all the other things, that's not pleasing in God's sight to participate in that. To sleep with some other man's woman, and, you know, that's not pleasing in God's sight. So a lot of that stuff we kind of know from our own conscience. Now, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38 says, "Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him." So obviously that means that we're supposed to walk by faith. Everybody knows that if you're a Christian. And to stop walking by faith and drawing back from that is not pleasing in God's sight. So of course He's not going to have any pleasure in us. That doesn't mean we're lost. When you're born again, you're born again. He can't just take that away and say, "I don't have a child anymore." What He does is it's not pleasing. I have a son, and if he were running around with prostitutes and into pornography and stealing and, you know, beating up people, I wouldn't like any of that. Neither would you if you're a father and have a son. But he's still your son. You can even disown him, but he's still your son. So he may not get a total inheritance, but he's not pleasing in your sight. Matthew 4:4 says, "But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." Well, guess what? Living by the word. If God says man's supposed to live by it, then that's pleasing in God's sight, isn't it? Then he says, there's that Reverend John down there, and he's living by the faith, and he's walking with me, and he's living in the Scriptures. He's walking by what is written. Jesus said to the devil, "It is written," you know, and he kept saying that. Every time he was attacked, he kept saying, "It is written, it is written, it is written." And we're supposed to say that same thing. So living and walking in the Scriptures pleases God. 1 Thessalonians 4:3 says, "For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that we should abstain from fornication." So if we're going to abstain from fornication, that's pleasing in God's sight. In case you don't know, that's sex before marriage. Now, he also says in that scripture that the will of God is for us to be sanctified. Well, I looked up sanctified because a lot of people don't. That's a Bible word, and some people may not know it. Sanctification means set apart or declared holy, consecrated. And God wants us to be set apart for Him, for His use and His glory. He doesn't want us to be all running around in the world. And He does that through the blood of Christ. The blood of Jesus, the cross, and the cross experience for Him. He died for the sins of the world. That's you and me too. And through that, He can then look at us and declare us holy, that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So that's pleasing in God's sight. Then Galatians 5:6 says, "So I say, walk in the Spirit, and you'll not fulfill the lust or the gratification or the desires of the flesh." Now, when we walk in the Spirit of Almighty God, we actually walk in the fruit of His character. Galatians 5:22-23 says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such there is no law." So this fulfills the destiny of man. When we walk in the Spirit of the living God, were fulfilling his desire to create man to start with. Remember Genesis 1:26-7? It says, "Then God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and of the sky and over the cattle and over all the creepy things on the earth, creeping things on the earth." For God created man in his own image, in the image of God, he created him, male and female. And so woman is a man with a womb. When he created man, he created male and female. But the purpose of that was to reveal him on the earth, his character, his image. And obviously that's not a physical image, that's a spiritual image. That's why the fruit of the Spirit is love, peace, joy, long-suffering, all of that that comes into play. So when we walk in the Scriptures, we please God. When we abstain from those things that we know are evil, that pleases God. When we walk in the Spirit and put down the lust of the flesh with all its evil, we please God. So if you want to be pleasing in the sight of God, you want to show forth the image of the living God in you, then it's real simple. You ask him, "Lord, fill me with your Spirit, that I may reveal you on the earth." Jesus said, "Let your light so shine that men may see your good works and glorify God." Your light is the light of God in you. You can't have that unless you've been born again. You got to be born again. You got to receive Christ as your Savior. Receive the Spirit of the living God inside of you. And God wants your heart. And he wants to rule your heart, your mind, your soul, instead of you. When you do that, you give your Lord, you give Jesus lordship of your life. That he brings his Holy Spirit. He fills you with his fruit. You find peace and you find joy and you find long-suffering and kindness and temperance and self-control and all the other fruit of his Spirit. And you're a much happier person. So I encourage you today, give your heart and soul to God and strive, aspire to be pleasing in his sight. God bless you and have a great day.